Baby, wake up, it's me. Hey, it's me. You're having a nightmare, sweetie, it's okay. It's okay, you're safe and sound here in my arms. In our bed, in our house, you're fine. It's okay. There you are, hey. My sweet little angel. Are you feeling a little bit better now? Now that you're awake and the monsters can't get you. Now that I'm here to keep you safe and warm. Just come here and let me squeeze you tight, little one. It's okay. Yeah, we were sweating and you started kicking and you woke me up. Then I realized that you were whimpering, so I thought it'd be best if I woke you up. I didn't think you'd mind too much. Yeah, you're welcome. Oh, my sweet little angel, I hate when you have nightmares. I love holding you like this, though. Doesn't feel like we get to slow down and just enjoy each other enough, huh? But as much as I'm enjoying you, you do need to go back to sleep. How about I read you a story? Yeah, do you think that would help you get back to sleep? Let's see. How about if I tell you about the story of the ugly duckling? Does my beautiful little treasure think that they'd like that? Do you think that you'd like me reading you a story to help you get back to sleep? Yeah, my sweet little beauty. Let me read you a story then. While you're snuggled up here in my arms. And hopefully that will put you back to sleep. So that we can both wake up rested. And go out on an adventure tomorrow. How does that sound? Okay. Once upon a time, down on an old farm, lived a duck family. And Mother Duck had been sitting on a clutch of new eggs. One nice morning, the eggs hatched and out popped 6 chirpy ducklings. But one egg was bigger than the rest, and it didn't hatch. Mother Duck couldn't recall laying that 7th egg. How did it get there? Tuck, 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 tuck. The little prisoner was pecking inside its shell. Did I count the eggs wrongly? Mother Duck wondered. But before she had the time to think about it, the last egg finally hatched, and a strange-looking gray duckling that should have been yellow gazed up at her. The ducklings grew quickly, but Mother Duck had a secret worry. I can't understand how this ugly duckling could be one of mine, she said to herself, shaking her head as she looked at her last born. Well, the gray duckling certainly wasn't pretty, and since he ate far more than his brothers, he was quite quickly outgrowing them. As the days went by, the poor little ugly duckling became more and more unhappy. His brothers didn't want to play with him, as he was so clumsy, and all the farmyard folks simply laughed at him. He felt very sad and very lonely, though Mother Duck did do her best to console him. Poor little ugly duckling, she would say. Why are you so different from the others? Though then the ugly duckling felt worse than ever. He secretly wept at night, for he felt that nobody wanted him. Nobody loves me. They all tease me. Why am I so different from my brothers? Then one day at sunrise, he ran away from the farmyard. He stopped at a pond and began to question all the other birds. Do you know of any ducklings with gray feathers like mine? But everyone shook their heads in scorn. We don't know anyone as ugly as you. The ugly duckling did not lose heart, however, and kept making inquiries. He went to another pond, where a pair of large geese gave him the same answer to his question. What's more, they warned him, "Don't stay here. Go away. It's dangerous. There are men with guns around here." The duckling was sorry that he had ever left the farmyard. Then one day, his travels took him near an old countrywoman's cottage. Thinking he was a stray goose, she caught him. I'll put this in a hutch, and I hope it's a female, and that she'll lay plenty of eggs, said the old woman, whose eyesight was quite poor. But the ugly duckling laid not a single egg, and the hen kept frightening him. Just you wait. If you don't lay any eggs, the old woman will wring your neck and pop you into a pot. And the cat would occasionally chip in. I hope the old woman cooks you, and then I can gnaw at your bones. The poor ugly duckling was so scared that he lost his appetite. Though the old woman kept stuffing him with food and grumbling, if you don't lay eggs, at least hurry up and get plump. Oh dear me, moaned the now very terrified little duckling. I'll die of fright first. And I did so hope that someone would love me. Then one night, finding the hutch door ajar, he escaped. Once again, he was all alone. He fled as far away as he could, and at dawn, he found himself in the thick bed of reeds. If nobody wants me, I'll hide here forever. There was plenty of food, and the duckling began to feel a little bit happier, though he was still lonely. One day at sunrise, he saw a flight of beautiful birds wing overhead, white with long, slender necks and yellow beaks and large wings. They were migrating south. If only I could look like them just for a day, said the duckling, admiringly. Winter came, and the water in the reed bed froze. The poor duckling left home to seek food in the snow, but he quickly dropped exhausted to the ground. But a farmer found him and put him in his big jacket pocket. I'll take him home to my children and they'll look after him. Poor thing, he's frozen. The duckling was showered with kindly care at the farmer's house. And in this way, the ugly duckling was able to survive the bitterly cold winter. By springtime, he had grown so large that the farmer decided, I'll set him free by the pond. And that was when the duckling saw himself mirrored in the water. Goodness, how I've changed! I hardly recognized myself. The flight of swans winged north again and glided on to the pond. When the duckling saw them, he realized he was one of their kind and soon began to make friends. We're swans like you, they said warmly. Where have you been hiding? It's a long story, replied the young swan, still astounded. Now he swam majestically with his fellow swans. One day he overheard some children on the river bank exclaim, Look at that young swan! He's surely the finest of them all. And he almost burst with happiness. The end. Good night, my sweet little angel. My only hope is that now only the sweetest of dreams will find you, and that the nightmares will stay far, far away.